You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
A blessed Sunday to all. We are now well into the middle of the Lenten season. On this third week of our journey, we are invited to come to the Lord, to seek Him and turn from our wicked ways, so that we may receive the richness of life that only comes from Christ. Our meditation passage today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 5 to 42. This is the story about the beautiful encounter of Jesus with a Samaritan woman by the well. This rich passage offers a lot for our meditation, but allow me to highlight three things only. However, by no means, please don't be limited by them. First, let us consider the situation of the woman. She's a Samaritan, a race of people that the Jews utterly despised. She at the same time was an outcast and looked down upon by her own people. She comes out during the hottest time of the day to draw water, hoping to avoid others. She does this because she's too ashamed of herself. But we see here Jesus breaking down these barriers. He engages her in a conversation and told her about her shameful secret. Jesus' conversation with a woman resulted to a change in her. Jesus does the same thing to us. While we are outcast and separated from God because of our sins, He reconciles us back to the Father. He breaks down the barrier by destroying death and sin on the cross. Jesus wants to initiate a conversation with us that can change and heal us. Let us take time, maybe a bit longer time than usual, to talk to God, especially during this season. Second point. This wonderful encounter did not only reveal to us about the woman and who she is. This encounter also revealed about who Jesus is. He who asks for a drink is the source of the living water, the water that will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Jesus thirsts for an intimate relationship with us, and our relationship with Jesus means everlasting life. However, the richness of life that can only be found in Christ is not meant for us only. Our life with Jesus should lead us to mission. And this brings me to my last point. The woman left her water jar and went away into the city and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" Her encounter with Jesus made her, out of joy, expose herself to others that they too might come to know Jesus, the source of the living water. We too are invited to come and see the man, Jesus, that we might also come into a relationship with Him. He's the one who accepts us whatever our past may be and however bad they may be. He wants to offer to us the abundance of life, life everlasting. During this Lent, let us offer our past and our sins to God and accept His forgiveness and the new life that He is offering to us. And may this new relationship with Him lead us to telling others about Him.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.